Did you now or have you ever lived in a repressive society? Have you ever lived in a place or time where society's expectations controlled almost every aspect of life, including the control of your parents and family? Today, I'm talking about living in such a repressive society, which is central to my next book. My latest work is a realistic fiction book inspired by actual life events. My next book is about a little boy who was horribly sexually abused and grew up in the South during the 1960s. Yet, unfortunately, he lived in a society that unknowingly fostered this abuse. My next book will be published in a few months. Hi, this is Kurt B. Ellis, an author who self-publishes with Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing. Stay tuned and let me share more information about this repressive society in my upcoming book. On the surface, this society in North Carolina appeared to be a sleepy, conservative, unassuming, and uninspiring farming community. Yet during the 1960s, this society still clung to a past governed by strict adherence to culture, religious intolerance, and extreme racism. Nevertheless, it was very resistant to change and modernization. It became a very controlling society, where children were taught not to question things. Instead, they were to blindly obey, not to speak until spoken to, and to be seen but not heard. A society where religion was used to justify almost every aspect of life, especially harsh discipline. Families trended toward dysfunction, and there were secrets, many secrets, deep, dark secrets. The main character comes from an incredibly dysfunctional family, and this dysfunction prevented him from seeking assistance and ending his abuse. Instead, he suffered for years, controlled by his abusers, in a place and time that ensured his silence and prevented him from speaking out. My story is centered around his life, a life that is a journey from early boyhood sexual abuse and its effects, his struggles to overcome, his unwavering determination to survive, and his dogged determination to succeed and make something out of himself. If the topic of triumph over boyhood sexual abuse is something you're interested in, I would love to share my story. You will not be disappointed. You can get in touch with me by subscribing to my email list, which I will use to send you weekly newsletters and updates about my latest releases. To subscribe, you'll need to visit my website, enroll, and opt in with your email. Please join my safe and secure mailing list to stay up with everything new. I'm also looking for candidates to read advanced reader copies and then write reviews at the time of my book's debut. Want to read a free advanced copy and write reviews? If interested, you can use the contact page on my website and type ARC into the message window. Click on the links below and see my published books. Like my video, hit the subscribe button and give me a thumbs up. And don't forget, your feedback is of great value to me. I'd love to hear from you. So please leave your comments below. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.